This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My information is we have solved the ghost in the machine, so we won't have any more breaks gone wild going on there. I was beginning to question my own sanity. I have lined this young lady up a few times to be on the show, and then I've either had to cancel, I've gotten sick, I've felt bad, been out of town, something. She's been on the show a few times. Never with me. She's a host of the Eye on the Target radio. She is the director of Realize Firearms Awareness Coalition. And she is the Ohio representative of the D.C. Project. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And her name is Amanda Suffolkool. Good evening.
Yo. Thanks so much for having me on.
Did you hear all that? You did hear all the talk up on the introduction, right? You heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that. And if I didn't know me, I would sound like, wow.
I didn't know if you caught that. So anyway, tell me about this DC project. Now there's 50 of you, and this is 50 women that are going to march to DC. And then you're going to be in D.C. from the 19th to the through the 22nd, doing the work of Second Amendment advocates. How does that normally? This is the third time you've done it. What kind of reception do you get when you go do those things?
Well, it's really funny. The reception varies based on the state and the representative, and it's really cool. So here's really what goes on, because it's such a fabulous thing on so many levels. First one is that, think about this. There are 50 women from 50 states. So these are all pro-gun, kick-ass, if I can say. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable, phenomenal women who are movers and shakers in the gun industry that all are giving their time and their talent to go on their own dime to Washington to talk and advocate for the Second Amendment. So just the fact that they allow me to be in a room with them is amazing.
Right.
So it's kind of like going to summer camp with all your heroes. So that's the first part. Then what we do is we break up into teams of like five gals together, and they're teamed up so that there's some pretty pro-gun states mixed with some pretty anti-gun states,
so that
the teams don't all just come back all bruised or all just smiling and having a sunny good time. It's kind of a mix. And so Ohio is fairly reasonable, especially when you consider some of the other states. And so they mixed us this last time with Iowa. I was with Illinois. So we went... we were in talking to Dick Durbin, and then we turned around and we were talking to Jim Renacci, Jim Jordan. So the differences are just night and day. And one of the things is that some of the pro-gun guys are saying, you know, don't spend your time talking to me. Go talk to the anti-gun people. And it's like, no, you don't understand. One, we need to be talking to you to let you know that we're still here. And that we're behind you and go, go, go. And the second part is that we need to talk to you as much for us as it is for you, because we just came from some place where they were, you know, they threw a blanket over us and were beating us with a broom.
Right.
So we need to know that there are people who have our side at the same time. So it's really pretty cool in that aspect.
When you go to see somebody like Durbin, okay, what's the difference between his persona that he puts forward when he's Dick Durbin, Illinois guy, and when he's Dick Durbin in front of a bunch of women that are, you know, clearly not there to do him any harm. They're there to talk to him. What's his persona like when you get in front of him like that?
He will not meet you one-on-one. So he puts you in a room with other people, and then he showboats. And then he'll talk to you, and then he turns, almost like Kabuki theater. He will talk to you, and then he will turn, and he will say, "These ladies believe this." And then if you try to rebut it, he's like, wait, I have the stage. And so you're there to the point where, I mean, it is really an exercise in biting your tongue and in trying to form a persuasive sentence that you know you're not going to persuade him, but there may be someone else in the room that actually sees that it is worth the time and effort to do it. And you can't not go see him.
Right.
Just because he is who he is. You need to keep causing him to know that we are out there.
Right.
And that we're not going away.
How many supposed pro-gun politicians do you go to where once you start speaking with him, he'll say, "I'm for the Second Amendment." Have you ever gone, "Great, why?" Have you ever noticed with some of these guys that I have a belief that a politician is only as good as his staff. And in that particular case, a lot of these politicians that would tell you, "Well, I'm very pro-Second Amendment," but they can't tell you why.
They can't. I agree. And I so agree with the staff statement, because we change out politicians, yet the staff is kind of that is what is the continuity.
Right.
So it's as important for us to meet with staffers as it is to actually meet with the elected representative.
Sure.
And we do that too. I mean, one of the better conversations that we walked away from feeling really good was Ohio has Sherrod Brown, and Sherrod Brown is notoriously not pro-gun.
Yeah.
And we didn't get in to see Sherrod Brown, but we did get in to see his staffer, and so they scheduled 15 minutes for us. And as we started talking, the staffer extended the meeting, and we were there for 45 minutes, which is pretty unheard of in these kind of meet-and-greet kind of things. And had conversations about, let's talk about the stuff that we agree on. Let's find the commonalities, and let's talk about those. So let's not go in to beat our head against the wall, but let's talk about what we agree on so that everything does not have to be confrontational. And then we can go from there.
Yeah, but you get a little confrontational as time goes on, don't you?
Pardon?
Do you get a little confrontational as time goes on?
You try not to, and that's one of the reasons why you go in a group, because then the eye contact and the thing where somebody else is going, you know, I've got your back, and you need to, you know, call whoever stated it. You're the speaker in that room. You need to just be calmer, and we're all here supporting. And then in some cases, the conversation is almost like kittens in a box, where everybody's just kind of rolling one over another as they add points to it. So it's lively and it's educational. And in some cases, the mix of gals we've got pro-gun gals, we've got former police officers or current police officers, we've got instructors, we've got victims of violent crime, and just different people who have done different things in their lives that support and defend and move forward the Second Amendment. And so sometimes, depending on whose office you're going into, you know, a story like Nikki Gozer's story is way more persuasive to, like, Beth Duckworth than my story would be. You know, I just talked on the radio.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We'll talk about Nikki Gozer when we get back. Amanda Suffacool, she is the host of Eye on the Target Radio. We're going to find out more about that. Is it still on KNIR?
WNAR.
I knew it was something like that. I knew it was something. I'd looked. And we'll hear more about this. Women are going to be the savior of the Second Amendment. If you don't believe that, well, you haven't been paying attention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, Dixie Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. ADC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An ADC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. I didn't do what I was supposed to do last segment. So this portion of the show is brought to you by... Let's make sure that's turned up. Yep. Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, it's not even going to play. Let's try that then.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out. This is where you, you know, this is where you get out there and rejuvenate that old weapon with a Boyd's gun stock. Boydsgunstock.com. I am talking to Amanda Suffolkool, who is in many facets of the firearms industry. And right now we're going to talk about the facet we have in common, because I don't, none of the rest of them I get to do. I'm not, nobody ever lets me model at their fashion show or nothing. So you're in gun media, which is a very, very tight club. And I get told all the time, I did some fill-in work at a local radio station on a four-hour show yesterday, and I talked so much I lost my voice because of this Parkland, Florida shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And when people get out there and say, well, you know, Bill, guns is not really a topic people want to hear about, that's not true, is it?
That is so not true. It is amazingly not true. Let me tell you the story of what has happened with our show. We, my brother and I, do a radio show based out of the Cleveland, Akron, Ohio area. And it's on an FM talk station.
Okay.
And it is, the basis of the show is almost a stump your host. It is a question and answer calling show about firearms, where the topic could be anything. So it could be whatever's timely, or it could be ballistics or concealed carry or whatever. We've been doing it since the year 2010. We've been doing it for going on 8 years. We're at 7.5 years right now. So 2010. And we have, in the last three quarters, through the, you know, how the radio numbering system all works.
Right.
We have taken that show to number one in the heart of rock and roll in the Cleveland area, to number one in its time slot as a gun talk show. So that means people do want to hear about it. They want to be engaged and they want to be involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, guns are something that's sort of interwoven into the American psyche to some degree, unless, I guess, you're in New York or Baltimore or somewhere else where they're icky and they're bad, or you're Eric Holder and you think you should make them as icky and bad as cigarettes. But whenever something like this happens, it is amazing how much people don't know, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And the misinformation and this, you know, lack of information, and in some cases, it's the false information, and in some cases, I blame the gun industry, because there are people who will roll out something because they're being a smart aleck,
right?
And they'll say something because they know something so much more than someone else, and then someone else grabs it and runs with it, and you're like, you're not doing society any favors at all if you're sharing misinformation or bad information or something that just heads people down a wrong path. So I believe we've got a responsibility to stop, slow down, share the information with as much logical backstory as possible so that it makes sense to them, whatever that is, so that they don't just hear it. They hear it and they absorb it. And then that's something that then they can carry on with.
The whole issue that I have with most of these people, though, is, like, I was listening to, I live in Greenville, South Carolina, just outside of Greenville, South Carolina. I'm sure you look at South Carolina and think, wow, that's a crimson red state. No. We've had a lot of people come from a lot of states out of state to move here. And of course, they bring their attitudes with them. And I'm watching the local TV news after the Parkland shooting, and they start talking about the 18 school shootings that have happened this year already. And I'm watching that, and of course I got to be on local radio the very next day, so I got out there and I took them to task on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what I really dislike about this is if, if I'm presented with a fact, if you tell me, for example, well, Bill, you know I can jump 9 feet high from a standing resting position. I'm probably going to want to see that before I get out there and say, hey, if Amanda can jump 9 feet high. I'm not just going to get out there and just take your word for it, and I'm not just going to go with it verbatim. I want to verify what's going on out there. Nobody in journalism does that anymore.
No, they just grab it and run. And
yeah.
So somebody will put it out and publish it, and then everybody else will attribute it to that person. And so it's like, well, I saw it here, and then, yeah, and then it just becomes this. So the basis was every time for gun safety rolled out the 18 shootings.
Yeah.
And a couple of them I actually remember. One of them was a drug deal gone wrong where the person got shot, drove their car, and it continued on and into the building.
Right. Then there's the BB gun that took out the school bus window. Ooh.
Yeah, it's on school property. So, and that's kind of where this stuff is. But we allowed them to create the facts and start there. A couple of years ago, they ended up having their hat in their hand for a similar circumstance when they did this kind of a thing where I always struggle for this word, where they stand and memorialize and they call out the names of victims. And they called out the names of every...
The Sarnia brothers and, yeah.
Yeah, and they included, so to everybody, they included the Boston bomber who did die from a bullet hole, but he actually died because he got run over by a car.
Driven by his brother, yeah.
Driven by his brother. But he became a victim of gun violence.
Sure, sure.
In this. And because of that, they lost followings, they lost credibility. But they didn't lose nearly enough based on the credibility that they really don't have.
Well, they're still loud. I don't know that they are losing a lot of credibility every time they open their mouth. The 30 half second clips and all that just tears them apart. We're going into the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the fashion show because I've never been to a concealed carry fashion show. And apparently Amanda knows how to put one of those on. And, I have a lot of envy for the different ways ladies can carry guns. I'm just going to tell you that right up front. So you'll be hearing me envious the whole time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is, you know, the ergonomics that you're going to achieve by putting a Boyd's Gun Stock on your gun, however it feels, it's going to change completely. It's going to feel like it was made for you. That's the beauty of what they build. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Amanda Suffacool. She's a broadcaster. She's an activist. Now we're going to talk about what it takes to put on a fashion show. Whenever you're doing these things, how many new gun owners, new female gun owners come to these things?
Well, it kind of depends on where we do it, but we generally have a packed house. And the funny part is that whether it's a new gun owner or more experienced gun owner, they all have the same questions. You know, does this gun make me look fat? You know, does my... it really is. It's like, okay, how can I put this on? I don't know if you remember back to when you first started to carry and how your gun was in your way. When you first started to do it, your gun, you clunk it and you hit it and it digs and it pokes and it, you know, does all of those kinds of things. So when a new gun owner or a new concealed carry holder starts, they're like, they put this gun on and they're sure that there's this big neon sign pointing to some certain part of their body with, she's got a gun. And so our intent is to show them what they can't see, as crazy as that may sound.
Right.
So what we do is we put on these fashion shows to say, here's real people, real gun owners, so that we've got gun handling skills and all of that. The real size women, and we've had from size 8 to size 22. So it runs the gamut of sizes.
Right.
Because gun owners are not all model slim. You know, we're just not. And so our intent is to kind of just show where you can carry, how you can carry, and showcase all the different types of carrying. And that's really what we started with. I'm an instructor. And that was one of the biggest questions. It was like, well, let's just put something together to show it. And that's what we did on our first fashion show. And then people came, and it was busier than I'd ever imagined. And then the guys were like, hey, you forgot us. So then we made it unisex. And 2017 became crazy. It really was, because we've been doing them since 2014.
Right.
In 2017, the Greater Cleveland Friends of NRA asked us if we would do a fashion show in front of or in conjunction with their Friends of NRA banquet. So we would do, you know, they were two separate entities, two separate things. Our not-for-profit ran the fashion show, and then the audience, with the intent to have this audience carry over, audience bleed over, was really, really the intent. The two things were not connected. So we were like, sure, we'll do that. Right after we started the planet, we were approached by Viceland, and they said, we'd like to do a documentary about your fashion show. So we ended up with an embedded camera crew that followed us around and filmed a couple of the models, a couple of the designers, and the actual fashion show for an hour-long documentary that's on Vice TV. That took a lot of bravery on at least on my part, because Vice is not necessarily pro-gun.
Gun-friendly, no.
In gun-friendly in any manner.
Right.
And so I'm talking to the producers, and I'm like, look, we need to be able to speak to kind of gun-neutral people to normalize guns. That's one of the things that I really believe, is that there are anti-gun people, there are pro-gun people, and there are gun-neutral.
Right.
So we need to normalize our firearms to the gun neutral people. So we're gonna give this a try. We're gonna let you in. And in doing so, I'm looking at the producer and I'm like, look, this is my not for profit. We've been working on this for years. So in effect, I'm handing you my baby, and you can either coddle it and nurture it, or you can drop it in the street and run it over with a bus. That's it. And they're like, no. The theme for the show was about fashion. They're like, we're not here to talk about guns as much as we are the oddity of the fashion portion of it. And so they did a pretty darn good job. For a show that is as liberal as they are, they kind of bounced to the liberal side and then bounced back. And so I thought they did a pretty fair representation of concealed carry fashion and what we were about and what we were trying to do.
How many on the crew were female?
For the film crew?
Yes, ma'am.
About half.
Yeah.
They have a host. It was a gal named Haley that has a show called States of Undress, and she goes all over the world doing fashion stuff. And so they picked us because they're looking for oddities in fashion, and frankly, I guess that's what it equated to us.
Right.
But once we did that, it gave us another level of press that was pretty amazing. And Susan LaPierre from the NRA, you know, in my words, the first lady of the NRA, reached out to me, said she saw it, and that it was good, and that she was interested in perhaps sharing that with some people within the NRA. So the NRA then contacted us and ask us to help them with the NRA carry guard. So in this year of 2017, We did a fashion show in Cleveland. We did another one, or I helped produce the one in Milwaukee. We did one in Dallas for the Second Amendment Foundation. And so it was just this crazy year of fashion shows. And then everybody else is saying, we want to know how to do this. So we sat down and wrote a book. And so we actually wrote a book on your guide to producing a concealed carry fashion show, just to tell people how to do it. Because our goal is to get it normalized, to get it out and across the country. And so a lot of organizations and women's groups and actually, you know, unisex groups can do that as their event fundraiser. And
right.
So it's fun and it's educational all at the same time. Crazy, huh?
Not really. I mean, this is the kind of thing that brings more women into the world of guns. And if you can make it to where it is normal and show them, I remember the first time I started carrying a gun, I was thinking, does everybody see it? And once you get past that phase, you're much better off. But being shown how to effectively carry a gun is so much better than what I went through. So I think that's probably a splendid idea. Now, we're coming up on the last break of the show. And when we get back, I want to talk with you just a little bit about Florida, because you come from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And are you hooked up with Buckeye at all?
I am a huge fan of Buckeye, and they're
okay.
Close enough that we have had so many of the Buckeye folks in and into the studio and in person, and yeah, we work with them.
But we're going to talk a little bit about the FASTA program, what you know about it and everything else.
Yeah.
Huh? I know all you guys are pretty tied up there. That's coming up next. We're going to talk about Florida, Ohio, the example they're setting, with my guest, Amanda Suffolk. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks. If it'll play. It isn't going to play. It would if it was turned up.
Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Ah, blasted live radio. If I just had it turned up. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My guest this hour is Amanda Suffolku. We have talked about fashion shows and marching on Washington, D.C., and about having a radio show. Now, you're out of Ohio. You deal with Buckeye Firearms Association. They have implemented something called the FASTER program in Ohio. Now, as in your capacity as a broadcaster, since has anything happened in Ohio since FASTER has been in place? Where FASTER is in place? I know it's not everywhere, but it's in most places.
It is. It is in a lot of places, and they go to great extremes not to tell you where it is and where it isn't. I do know that FASTER is in, Ohio has 88 counties, and there is at least one school in each of the 88 counties, so they can say that they're represented across the board, and that they fill up and sell out their spots, all of their spots that they're training. I am a huge, huge fan of all of the folks from Buckeye, and actually, this week after the shooting, when people are hollering, you need to do something. Everybody needs to, we have to do something, you know, and they're hoping to ban this gun or pick that gun out because we don't like this feature, or we don't like that color, or we don't like this barrel length, or whatever it is. They need to do something. Like, well, what I did was I donated to FasterSavesLives.org. So donate to FasterSavesLives.org is something. It allows you to open the door to the conversation.
Well, I know, and in Colorado they're trying to fundraise for that because FASTER has gone to Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Laura Cochran is a wrecking ball. I mean, she really has done some good stuff there.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed. But the interesting thing is when you start to put the word out like that, and people are like, okay, I've got it. What can I do? I actually had somebody come find me after the radio show to say, look, I listen to the radio. I don't do the internet. So here, I'm going to give you $100. Will you donate it for me? to faster. That's the kind of difference that kind of thing makes. So I'm pretty thrilled with it. But yeah.
You know, when they're, you know, everybody out there right now is asking, what can we do to stop one of these things?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really do anything to stop the beginning of it. There's really nothing you can do about that. I mean, this kind of, I mean, in Beslan happened in Russia, where it's about as locked down as it can get. And, right. You know, this kind of thing is going to start. The only thing that can be done is to make preparation to repel it.
Because otherwise, what happens when they say, we have to stop it, we have to stop it before it happens? Well, what happens then is, who is the thought police? Where do you draw the line, and how do you decide? It's sort of like you're sitting at a restaurant, and somebody walks up and hits you in the back of the head.
Right.
You weren't doing anything. You didn't expect it. You don't know. And you don't stand a chance to do anything to stop it. The person who gets a chance is the next guy in line, and the guy who's facing it, or the guy that's behind him, or the guy. Those are the people who can stop it from happening a second time. That's really kind of where I think we are with these things. Because if we can't do anything about mental health, we can't do anything about anger issues, we can't do anything about this lack of respect for human life. Because if someone who intends to be an active killer doesn't respect their own life, they're not going to respect yours.
Right. And, you know, there's some things we could do to prevent this kind of thing from happening, but that's something that is going to take generations to do, this generation that's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be nice to keep families together. It'd be nice to, you know, actually have mental health in the United States. I've noticed that you can go to any general practitioner and say, I'm feeling sort of anxious, and you come out of there with Xanax or one of these psychotropic drugs, which I'm not so sure that those are a good idea to take in the first place, but I know they're horrible. If you start taking them and they're not working, it's horrible for you to stop on your own, and a lot of people do that. They just stop taking it on their own. So, the only thing that I see available is to be prepared for the trouble if and when it comes. And if the thing about Faster, I didn't know that they did not advertise that they have armed teachers. I would have big flashing signs. Even if I don't have them, I would have I would get rid of all the gun-free zone signs. And I'd have big flashing signs saying, if you come in to harm the students, we're going to kill you. Have a nice day.
Exactly. But what Faster does is Faster leaves it up to the school. It's at the school's discretion.
Okay.
And so some schools advertise, some schools don't. But Faster has said, you know, it's not their job to say who's doing what and where. Because that's part of their plan, whatever that is. And frankly, we know from concealed carry holders that concealed carry holders, at least in my opinion, a singular concealed carry holder makes the population around them safer as a whole.
Sure.
Because nobody knows exactly who is and who isn't. And so this is the same thing. So not only are there a few people embedded in the school, it's you don't know even which schools or which people.
Yeah. I like the specter of concealed carry. I got no problem with it. But mm-hmm. when it comes to something like that, engaging in a gunfight, especially as a civilian, it's a very bad day in Baghdad when you do that. And it would be so much better, I think, to put enough stuff out there to just scare them off. James Holmes, mm-hmm. he missed like six movie theaters that allowed guns on his way to the Batman theater.
To get to one where he couldn't, yes.
Yeah, so indeed. That mm-hmm. specter of knowing that there may be guns there.
That someone can fight back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then when you start to look at the statistics and the data that starts to say that as soon as an active killer is engaged, you know, things start to de-escalate. And, you know, in some cases they self-terminate, in some cases, you know, or they just give up. But
yeah.
It's that. So it's buying the time to, or cutting the time to get someone to the active killer.
Yeah, you've got to start to disrupt his pattern.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And 60% of the time that that happens, though, it's with disarmed people. It's unarmed people doing it. Because these guys, these guys are not gun people.
No. Well, when you look at this, you look at the makeup of a teacher. Teachers are nurturers.
Sure.
So to them, the initial conversation or the initial thought is, look, this would be one of my kids that I may be forced to shoot. And what FASTER does, or what I think they do very well, is to say, are you willing to protect that one and jeopardize the other 19? You know, that's really the decision. How do you pick which kid you're going to not defend?
Well, that one right there, I wouldn't have any problem with that one. I really wouldn't. If somebody is on guns and they're killing innocent people,
right,
they could be a very close relative of mine, and I'm going to do something about it. I mean, but, you know, I'm
it
sort of sociopathic.
It takes a while to get there, and their initial thought, in a lot of cases, the initial thought is, you know, I don't think I can do that. So don't ask me, you know. And so it's like, okay, well, sometimes they're arming the janitor or the school administrator or the lunch lady. You never know who it is.
Never know. Nope. But
you never know.
We're about to run out of town, but we did it this time. All these times I've lined you up and had to rain check out and everything. You've been on my show, and I've never been with you on my show. So, cool. We'll have to do this again.
I thought it was pretty funny, you know, because it's like, wow, I've done this, but I've never, I've told Rob Morris, I actually want to be on with Bill Frady.
There you go. And now that one's in the rear view, so there'll be a next time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.